Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Go Blue Day is this Friday, April 6th. Wear blue to show your support of strong families, playful kids, and the importance of prevention.
I'm Jason Taylor. Police responded to a shooting in North St. Louis yesterday after a man was shot in the chest while driving on Interstate 70. There's no information on what led to the shooting or the victim's condition. Voters in the Metro Kansas City area weighed in on major issues yesterday, such as a measure to help fund renovations of the city's Buck O'Neill Bridge. A 1% sales tax for capital improvements in Kansas City was receiving an 80% yes vote. The proposed expansion of a Johnson County cattle operation drew heavy crowds to a public hearing hosted by Missouri's Department of Natural Resources. Kyle Hill of our affiliate in Clinton, KDKD, was at Tuesday night's hearing in Warrensburg.
An overflow crowd sought to make their opinions known on plans by Valley Oaks Steak to build a feedlot outside Lone Jack, about 30 miles southeast of Kansas City, that would house almost 7,000 cattle. Supporters stressed the need to stand for Missouri's family farms and finish more cattle in the state, noting that while Missouri ranks second in the number of cattle raised, over 95% eventually go to feedlots out of state. Opponents included several dozen nearby residents who said the feedlot would damage air and water quality, lower property values, and endanger their health. Also speaking against the proposal were regular visitors to Powell Gardens, located 3 miles east of the proposed site. Only 150 people could fit into the room where the hearing took place, prompting many to observe in the neighboring gym or remain standing outside. The Department of Natural Resources has 90 days to review public comment and determine whether to issue the permit allowing construction to go forward.
State Representative Tom Hurst of Mid-Missouri's MEDA wants to make it a felony to drive a minor out of Missouri to get an abortion without the permission of a parent or guardian. A state house committee is considering the measure.
And this doesn't stop the abortion. It's just the impact of how it was handled when they come back to Missouri.
St. Louis police are looking for a man that could be connected to identity theft involving cloned bank cards that occurred in multiple states. They released a surveillance photo of the man yesterday. Officials at the Mid-Missouri Boone County Jail told KMIZ early this morning that a man is being held on suspicion of murder for the deadly shooting of a 27-year-old person yesterday. 19-year-old Demontrion Doxley is being held on suspicion of first-degree murder. The Missouri House could begin debate this week on Speaker Pro Tem Elijah Haar's tax reform legislation. The Springfield Republican says his bill is also aimed at providing funding for Missouri's deteriorating roads and bridges. Haar's bill would index vehicle user fees to the cost of inflation.
Haar's would provide about $2 billion over the next 10 years for roads, plus an additional $700 million that would go to counties. So that's kind of the number we've been operating off.
Haar says the state's current vehicle license and registration fees haven't changed in more than 30 years. More details on that story at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.